Alright, are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Alright, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to Sundays at Sarah's. This is me, Sarah.
This is me, Miriam.
And me, Marissa.
Alright, so thank you for tuning in, guys. Today we're going to be talking about daily practice, but first, we're going to be talking about postgraduate depression real quick, just as our beginning topic. So we started off with this topic because Miriam, our lovely little Miriam, showed us this video. It's a TED Talk given by Aide Alonso at UTEP. And she spoke about this, about her own experience with postgraduate depression.
I follow Aide Alonso on Instagram because she is also an artist from the border, from both Juarez and from El Paso, and she went to UTEP, and TED Talk and UTEP did a partnership, and she was one of the guest speakers. So it was, obviously I was interested in her and what the talk was going to be about because she is an artist and a working artist. And I was kind of surprised that her topic was about postgraduate depression because she is currently like a working artist. She's getting her name out there. She's partnering with a bunch of people and organizations, and I think we even talked about her in the episode of Female Artists, our very first episode. So some of the things that she had brought up in the talk were how she felt that she got into this depression after her master's, and that it was like completely unexpected. She didn't realize that she was going through a depression, and it was really hard for her to get out of the depression. And so, and she, one of the main topics was that nobody, she felt like she didn't have anybody to talk to. She felt like there were no resources about depression after college or how to begin your life again, pretty much after being in an institutional environment. So I just wanted to open it up to you guys. Like, what do you guys think? I had Sarah and Marissa watch the video too. I just want to hear your guys' thoughts.
Yeah, and it's a really quick video. It's only 14 minutes long if you guys want to check it out. I'm pretty sure if you just go on Google or YouTube and type in TED Talk, UTEP, Aide Alonso, like, you'll find it. It'll be the first thing that pops up. So I think it was really worthwhile, and I do think it's important for us to talk about mental health, and hopefully in the future we can do a whole episode talking about that. But I don't know, I really enjoyed the video, and I thought it's good to hear people open up about those topics, one, so you don't feel so alone, and two, like Miriam said, she's a working artist, and she's very driven, always working on things, and, you know, from the outside perspective, seems very successful and happy. And so for her to open up about a topic like this, and then, you know, Miriam and I have already graduated, and I think Miriam maybe can relate a little bit more to this since I'm still, like, it's only been a month.
Yeah.
So I can't really relate to those experiences. We were talking about it a little bit earlier, but I've never had to experience anything like that. I've never gone through a depression. I've definitely had dark moments and very rough times, and I do have seasonal affective disorder, so sometimes those things do affect me, but not to this sort of extent, I don't think, and definitely stress is always a factor in it, but right now I'm like on top of the world, like I got my degree and now I'm letting myself enjoy my summer. And I think also Miriam and I were saying our experiences graduating are very different because I'm graduating and I'm working on this really fun project with my two best friends, and I'm trying to get back into tattooing, and I still have my part-time job, and I still, like, I'm looking at other outlets. Miriam and I want to start a brand, and so we're working on, I just feel like I've thrusted myself into so many projects that I don't feel that sort of disconnect. I don't feel guilty. I don't feel behind. I don't feel lost. I'm sure I feel sometimes like what choice is best, and I do question what these things will bring to me and what I can bring to them, but I don't feel that sort of disconnect. And I think you had a rougher time with it when you got out of school.
Yeah. So one of the things that Haide was talking about was that she pretty much worked, like, so hard during her bachelor's, and then she worked even harder and took, like, a gap year to work and go get her master's, and she went to the Royal School in London, which is the best school, the best art school that there is in the world. But then right after that, she felt that she had no direction. It was kind of like, well, what do I work towards now? There's not really artists that go and get their doctorate. Like, there's not really like a...
There's no doctorate.
Yeah, there's no doctorate. So it was kind of like a what now? What do I do now? And so when she found herself doing nothing, it was just hard for her. And she couldn't really come to the terms that she wasn't doing any work. And she was doing everything but getting work done, getting artwork done to distract herself that she was going through this depression.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that she was working out, she was traveling, she was drinking, she was being social, anything to distract her from realizing the true problem at hand, that she wasn't doing what she really wanted to do.
Yeah, and for me, since I have not graduated yet, I don't really relate to the post depression, but something's really resonated with me, like when she was speaking about high functioning depression. She did speak about that, right? Or did,
yeah. I don't think she directly said she had high functioning, but she did mention that she didn't realize that she was depressed because it was so opposite of what you imagine, like sad, lonely, can't get out of bed, always sleeping or can't sleep, and she was like doing so many things, but as a distraction.
Yeah, so, I mean, I related a lot to that because, I'm constantly doing something. For the past few years, from the break of dawn to late night, I'd be at school or at work. I would never be home. And I liked it that way. I just did not want to be home to face what was going on. So I keep myself busy. I got a job at a gallery. I'm working on my bachelor's. I was getting into exhibitions. I was always working on my artwork and keeping busy, doing everything, going out, finding friends, being with my significant others and my partners and whatever. And really not, like, what she was essentially talking about is not facing the truth that and dealing with those problems from the inside. And, I don't know, it's kind of difficult.
Yeah. And what she said was, like, that after graduation, she wanted to come home and feel warm and be welcome, but she said that she felt that everybody was moving on without her, pretty much. And she couldn't find her place within them, and I'm sure they're living much different lives than what she is living or was living before, so it was hard to, like, fit in. And another thing she was saying, that she really had to reevaluate her ego and realize that she needed to start over and start from square one so that she didn't have that feeling of failure. Because if you were already failing, then you can't, or you're, if you're already at the bottom, then you can't go anymore. Like, you can't, yeah. Yeah, you can't go lower than the bottom if you're already rock bottom. So she said, like, she really had to start from rock bottom to build herself up again from what she had done previously.
Yeah. I don't know, I feel like I'm just being whiny. I don't want to talk about it.
I know, well, like, I mean, like, she brought up a lot of really good points, like the social media thing that, like, she felt that, she felt like she had to post on social media all her accomplishments and all the things she was doing, all the things she was taking part of, just to show people that she was happy or that she was working. And I feel like I think about that all the time. Like, I always try to, like, post on social media. And sometimes it is because it's because I want to show people, like, look, I am a working artist. Like, I am an artist and I can make it, because there's such a stigma that, like, artists won't be able to make it in the world, or that you can't without having, like, a part-time job or something like that. So sometimes I want to show people, like, I'm still working. I didn't give up after my degree. But the reason behind it is not always, like, what it should be.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just, you see everyone else posting the best of the best of their life and the most successful bits of their life. But I think we already said it, but that she says in the video that success is all relative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know.
Yeah, well, no, that's like, we have to reevaluate why we do the things we do, or, you know, why we make artwork, or, like, are we just doing it out of, like, revenge from our family? Are we doing it to show people who didn't believe in us that we're doing it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, for me, that was, like, a really big takeaway, was to reevaluate, like, why I make art.
I think also to reevaluate our definition of success. Or, I mean, that's exactly what you guys are saying. Yeah. But also, like, also us making this podcast a reality, how we were talking about people kind of just throw it around and say, oh, let's start a podcast. Well, we talked about it, and we're doing it. We waited for Marissa to graduate, and we're here making the podcast, or with you. I mean, we're going to talk about it later, like, doing your daily practice, and with going into the studio a year later after graduating, or with Marissa seeking out the job, the opportunities that you have spoken to us about earlier. And, mm-hmm. like, these are all enormous successes that we need to give value to as well within the art world.
Yeah, and she was saying, like, we do need to, like, congratulate ourselves on mm-hmm. our successes, but we always need to, like she says repetitively in the video, reevaluate what our next success will be.
Mm-hmm.
And that our success might not be the same as somebody else's. Just because one person is getting into a master's program and you haven't even applied does not mean that they are better than you, or that they have more skill than you, or they deserve it more than you. But it just means that, like, maybe it's not your time, or maybe it won't ever be your time, because maybe that's not in the cards for you. But that's okay. That doesn't mean that that person is a better artist than you are.
Yeah. And I was telling Miriam and Sarah that a big part of why I don't feel the same way that she felt in the video, like, I haven't personally related to, is because I don't see my success as one straight line. And I don't think that me taking, like, if I don't take a residency now at 22, or if I don't try to go into a master's program by 23, doesn't mean that I can't still do those things when I'm 35, 45, 60, if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many experiences to be had between now and then that I'm not gonna beat myself up about those things. And I'm very consciously thinking about that. Like, I'm not going to let myself be upset when I see other people put... I just want to be happy for where everyone's at with their lives, and I hope everyone's doing the best for them. And mm-hmm. that's all that we really should hope for each other and for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, like, we really could go on about the depression thing more, but we decided that we were going to make a whole video or a whole episode on just dealing with, like, our mental health and balancing our mental health along with making work.
So I guess now we'll go into the main part of this episode, which is to discuss the grand finale of our daily practice challenge that we assigned to ourselves June 1st. We were supposed to do something every single day from June 1st to June 30th, and then July 1st, today for us, a couple weeks back for you guys, maybe, see if we accomplished what we said we were going to accomplish, and if we did, how, and if we didn't, why?
Yeah.
So I think, was it the first or second episode that we talked about the goals that we were assigning?
No,
for
I
ourselves?
Think it was the first episode.
So yours, I know Miriam's was to doodle or do something, as long, it didn't have to be serious, just as long as you were doing something. And it was a drawing specifically because you're trying to fall back in love with your first love.
Mm-hmm.
And you were going to do a book.
Just write out on pages and turn those pages into a book at the end of the month.
And I had like 3,000 things that I wanted to do. and then decided it was probably just best to doodle or draw anything no matter what. So how did it go, guys?
I know. Okay, so...
I think Miriam should go first. Okay. She probably did the best. She did the best out of all of us. Spoiler alert, Sarah and I failed big time.
I mean, I feel like I also failed, too. Okay, so I have my drawings here with me, so you guys could take a look at them if you want. So what my goal was to draw something small every day, like, even if it wasn't... like a complete drawing or a drawing that I was satisfied with. That was my goal. I didn't meet my goal necessarily because I didn't draw every day. But what I did try to do was draw a drawing on each page that I would have 30 pages of drawing. So it was kind of like I did draw every day, even though sometimes I drew more than once, or I drew more drawings in one day than another day or whatsoever. But I think I ended up with 25 drawings, so almost 30 drawings. But really towards the end of the month, I just, like, it was just hard for me to draw or just to get things done. So that was like my downfall towards the end.
Do you think you just got tired of...
Well, I don't...
Did it feel like a chore or what?
No, why? It wasn't even that I didn't want to draw. It was just like personal things kept adding on top of each other. And I just, like... I wasn't doing a lot of things. Like, I wasn't just, like, functioning either.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, like, I was also, like, not doing laundry or something. So it wasn't just the drawings that were suffering, pretty much. And what about you guys?
So, I guess I'll go. So, for me, I was supposed to write and... I mean, I think it would have been very easy for me to just write a little something for me each day. And my idea was to play with composition, so I could literally just write a single sentence on any part of the page and call that the day. But did I do that? No, I did not. I would love to put out excuses and put everything that's in my life right now as my excuse, but in reality, I was not disciplined enough to do this, and I'm here letting you guys know that I need to work on my discipline, because I've had it. I don't know. I really want to work on this stuff, but I really need to work on the motivation to do it and really being accountable for myself. That's the lesson I learned this month.
Well, for me, I think it's a lot of factors, and I don't want to be playing the excuse game either, but I think, one, I want a break. Like, yeah. I think that's, like, the biggest thing, one, is that I just spent the past 5 years of my life pushing and pushing and pushing out work when I was doing my internship / apprenticeship, when I was doing commissions, when I was doing studio assignments, when I was working on portfolios, and so... Not that I'm, like, tired of it and I never want to make art again, but, like, I never had fun. I didn't go out when I was in school. I think I went to, like, 3 or 4... I used to love going to concerts, and, like, I always wanted to go out with my coworkers after work. They would always invite me, but in my head, I was like, oh, I have to get up early because I have to go to the studio, and then I have to come in for my next shift again. So I just didn't do a lot of things, and I don't regret that because I worked really hard for school and for work, and I did very well in school, and I have kept my job for a good amount. I've been at the same job for 5 years. I have a good pay. I have a good relationship with my coworkers and with my management team, so I don't regret that. But now that I'm done with school, I'd like to give myself a little vacation.
Yeah.
And I need, have a real summer
when I graduated. I needed, like, a long vacation.
Yeah.
I don't think I made anything for, like, 2 months.
Yeah. And then I think also this podcast has been a big part of my summer so far. Like, we've been We record every other week.
We've been busy.
We've been editing the podcast, trying to figure out things, looking into supplies.
Posting on social media.
Yeah, creating templates for social media, creating the timeline feeds, thinking of questions, making the, like, planner, calendar. So I think for me, also working on the templates and all of that kind of felt like my daily practice,
mm-hmm.
even though it wasn't. Like,
no,
I should have had a
like
I should have had a separate, because you were still going to the studio and working on your things and working and doing your daily practice. Like, I should have done the same thing, but I think it was the same thing that I mentioned the first episode, that I had too many ideas, too many things I wanted to do. I didn't just pick one, and then I felt guilty about not spending my time doing one thing or the other. And so I just didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did, like, June 4th. I didn't bring my sketchbook. I did June 4th. I did, like, June 7th. And then I even was going to, like, spend June 10th doing, like,
previous.
1 through 9. Just so that I could make up and, like, have something to post. Because I was supposed to be posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be... You guys are supposed to keep me in check. You guys were supposed to be seeing it.
Yeah, I think I
on my Instagram
posted
story.
On Instagram, like, 3 times. And that was it.
But you also said in that first episode that you were doing it more for you, that you weren't really
yeah.
going to post, or, like, if anything, maybe an occasional story post. But I did say I'll be posting every day on my Instagram story, so go and check. I left my handle, and I told you all to keep it. And I messed it up.
Well, okay, I guess we can agree that none of us really met our personal goals for ourselves.
Yeah.
And we kind of talked about, like, what happened. So now that we've, like, established that, what do you think we could have done different to make sure that we were doing it?
For me, it would have been making time for it, setting time aside for the day and just dedicating that time really to, and also carrying around the paper for me, because I wanted to do it on this paper that I found at Savers, and it's somewhere in my apartment. I don't know where it is, and
I think this is just the last time you're like, it's over there somewhere.
I have not found it. I know it's here. Actually making it accessible to me would might have
yeah.
helped me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so keeping better track of my stuff and making time.
What about you?
Yeah, I think, like, that's one thing. Like, because my schedule is so, it varies from day to day. Like, I don't have, like, a set schedule. But I think if I were to set it aside a certain time, like, if I was gonna, like, okay, as soon as I wake up at 9 a.m, or as soon as after I eat breakfast, that's when I'm going to draw, and it's have an alarm have an alarm for, like, if I'm only allowed, like, a certain amount of time because I have to go to work or I have to go to the studio, like, then have, like, 2 alarms, and then once the alarm goes off, just stop.
That's actually, like, a really good one.
Yeah, like, I think that would have been really, and then, of course, like, as you keep doing it, maybe you don't have to do the alarms anymore because it'll become routine, but maybe I should have done something like that. So, yeah, it's like, this is the time I'm setting aside just for this.
Right. Oh, for me? I think the same. Like, I was waiting for my old planner to, like, run out of the days. And, like, they didn't overlap because it, like, ended in May. And my new planner started in July. So I wasn't writing anything down. And for me, having a planner is so helpful,
yeah,
and it's really what keeps me in track with my day. And if I write it down, I'll do it. But since I have no routine anymore, like you said, like, I'm not in school, and now my work availability's changed, so I'm used to work, like, going to school Monday through Thursday and then working Friday through Sunday and weekday afternoons in the studio or working on homework or whatever, and then weekends working and also studio. And so now I don't have school and my work schedule's all over the place, and Like, I don't know. Like, I just need to reestablish some sense of routine in my life again. And then I think, like, yeah, like you said, like, if I get up in the morning, go to the gym, come home, eat breakfast, and then before I do anything else, dedicate time to draw. And like you said, set a timer. It could be 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And as long as I'm working on something for those 15 minutes, that would have been really helpful for me.
Yeah, another thing I wrote down. Well, like, we were supposed to keep each other accountable, but I don't think we ever, like, talked about it at all. Like,
no.
Maybe even if we said, like, oh, how's it going, guys? How's the daily practice going? Then maybe I would have been reminded, or like, oh, yeah, let me do that right now or something. Like, it's my own fault for not, like, reaching out. No. But, you know.
We tried.
Having a friend would probably, I mean, maybe, depending on who you are, it could help, like, motivate each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I was way too busy this month.
So, I mean, we did make a list of things that we could do to help make ourselves improve our daily practice. And, like, the first one that I'm reading is post your work if you want to keep yourself accountable on social media. And then in parentheses, definitely not for everyone. Definitely not for me. Didn't work for me, but
I also put that because, like, maybe it's not about, like, the posting. Because I know people get anxiety about, like, posting.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, I have to post every day. Or, oh, like, let me do this every day. That's why I put, like, definitely not for everybody.
Yeah. I think the other big tip that I'm seeing that is a really good one is that whatever your practice is should be mentally stimulating so that you look forward to it every day rather than looking at it as a chore or like, oh, I have to do my practice real quick or like, oh, man, or like also not beat yourself up if you miss a day. Because I think, like, I missed 2 days and then I was like, well, 2 days gone. Like, I feel discouraged. I might as well quit. Yeah. Like, and I think if I was just more like, oh, so what if you miss 2 days? Just, like, get back in it and pick up the pencil. And missing 2 days is better than missing a whole month. And also, I think since I wasn't, like I've mentioned so many times already, that I didn't really pick one of the three things, I wasn't mentally stimulated towards any of the projects because I just didn't know what I was going to be doing. And I do need some sort of structure to follow to feel kind of excited to do something or into it. Not even excited, but just like, I'll just feel so lost without some sort of guidelines or that I present to myself. Not even that someone else presents for me, but just like, if I don't set anything for myself, then I won't do it. I just won't do it.
Yeah. And I think I had to do a daily practice for a class for professional practices. But I think I did so much better during the class because I had, like, a really specific daily practice. And that's what I would take a photo, like, my own photo that day. And then I would draw from the photo. But the only difference was that I was using a different medium every day. So I was using, like, a color pencil or ink or a pen, like, a ballpoint pen or something, like, anything. And that was, like, the a variable, but at least I knew what I was drawing. Like, this time I didn't, like, I was trying to draw, but then I didn't know what I wanted to draw. And
also, didn't you draw some of your dreams too?
Yeah.
So then working from memory and dreams that they're so, like, easy to forget details of?
Well, I mean, that's not a like, I have, like, very vivid dreams.
Oh, okay.
So that's not, like, that's a problem.
Nice. Wow.
But it's, like, hard for me to draw out my dreams. Like, drawing from memory, that's, like, the hard part for me.
Yeah.
Like, because normally I use, like, a reference all the time. Like, even if I'm doing, like, a collage or something, I always use references. And so for me to not have a reference and start from scratch and, like, nothing, that was, like, really hard for me.
Yeah.
So one of the tips that you guys had written out that makes the most sense to me is that to make sure that practice is something practical that can be done daily with minimal materials.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my materials would just have been a pencil and a piece of paper. That's easy to carry around. How much easier could it have been for me? But I think that's also something poignant because maybe I don't know. Maybe someone wants to do, like, a painting every day or something elaborate. That's a bit unrealistic, unless you're working on a painting every day for a month, and that's more realistic, but it still falls back to making the time for that. And that's what Marisol was saying, that's the one that really... Or was it you, Marisol?
I think also, like, if you're a painter or if you're somebody who draws, like, maybe your daily practice can be something different, so mm-hmm. You don't make that relation to work. Like, that was, like, another thing I was thinking about. I was like, oh, maybe I should have just taken photos every day.
Yeah.
Like, of anything. And that would be my daily practice. It's like, here, I'm taking a photo and I'm posting it from, like, my life because it's, like, my work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever do photography, so it'd be something to, you know, experiment with. Mm-hmm. And, like, experiment with angles and filters and different types of photography. And, like, maybe that would have been more mentally stimulating for me because that's more, like, hobby-ish or something I'm not used to, something I'm not, like, it's not in my profession, but I would like to learn more about. And, like, I could have used the photos for something else later, so it's not like I feel that they're going to waste or anything. So maybe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to bring up, too, because maybe that's what it was for me, too, is that, like, I'm already drawing and then I'm doing more drawing. Like,
yeah.
But because I was thinking something that I would like to do as a, like, maybe if we do another challenge, since it is July 1st.
We could.
Is maybe just look up a different artist every day and read about that artist and look at their work. Because the biggest insecurity I have as an artist is that I don't know a lot of artists. And I don't know, especially here in El Paso, like, I don't know a lot of local people. Since I said, like, I didn't really go out anywhere, and I didn't even start going to, like, last Thursdays or gallery openings until, like, my last year and a half of college. Like, I just don't know what's going on out there. And except for, like, the people that I have on Instagram, but most of them are, like, in the same group, so I just see the same stuff rotated. And I like what is on my feed, but I think I just need to learn more about artists and what they're doing and what they're interested in, and maybe that'll help, like, influence me or encourage me to, like, just look at different topics. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's good to know different people and be aware. Like, when I helped Sarah out, I volunteered at a summer camp they did for high school students.
Mm-hmm.
And is she the director, or what is she?
She's the assistant director.
The assistant director. She would make conversation with me, like, on the lunch breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And she would be like, oh, and we're going to bring in this person tomorrow. Do you know this person? And she'd tell me a name, and I'm like, oh, no. Or I'd lie and be like, oh, I think I know who you're talking about. But I had no idea. She was, like, telling me all these people that she meets so many people. She has such a wide network. And a lot of them are, like, right here in El Paso or next door, like, in Cruces, and I just don't know anybody, and it makes me feel so dumb and, like, so uninvolved and really guilty that I don't know more about the community. So I think that would be, like, my daily practice, is to look up and look into a different artist's work each day.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just one. Like, write it down in a journal so I don't forget it or something.
That's pretty good, because that's, like, research-based and
yeah.
Not even, like, you feel that you have to be creative or forcing yourself to be creative, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and about that, you're not born knowing people. You have to give yourself time to figure out the whole community, and the artists and people that my assistant director person brought to the summer camp, I have no idea who they are, and that's how I meet them. That's how I'm able to have a little network of people that I know is because of her and the interactions that I had with the people that she invites over. So we can talk about, do you guys want to try this again? Since we all feel like we didn't successfully achieve our personal goals. Do you guys want to do it again for the month of July, since today is the first and we can start right now and sit with each other for 15 minutes? And maybe we could do this too, add this into our bi-weekly meetings for the first 15-20 minutes. Oh, yeah. Work on something, and at least we'll have, at the very least, two things.
You're right. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
And then we can keep each other accountable, encourage each other twice a month.
Okay. So my new daily practice would be exactly what I just said. I'm going to research people and different artists. I'm going to try to stay local so I can become more familiar with the scene here. Mm-hmm. And, like, New Mexico, Arizona, maybe. I think mostly just, like, El Paso and Cruces. And then move on from there. I think this is something I would actually be interested in doing every day. But, of course, like, I'll start with the first 30 days. How many days are in July? 30 or 31?
I have no idea.
Somebody will look it up.
I think it's...
Check the records.
30.
31. Okay. So for the next 31 days, I'll do exactly that.
Yeah.
Miriam, what do you think you're going to do?
Well, I still want to keep drawing, because I don't think... Like, I mean, I did fail at the end, but... I think I just, like, need to figure out what I'm drawing before. Mm-hmm. And I think, because I draw a lot of, like, portraits and stuff and, like, doodles, but I think I would like to practice more maybe, like, landscapes or environments, mm-hmm. Something that I don't normally do. So I could actually mm-hmm. be physically challenging myself with something that is not in my comfort zone.
Do you think that will keep you stimulated?
I don't know. I think if I'm taking the photo, you know, I get to choose, like, what the angle or what I want to draw. So
you'll work from references.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna suggest that you should take pictures of what you're drawing.
What you're gonna draw, yeah.
Yeah. For me, I'm gonna keep it pretty much the same. Just write something down on paper and at the end of the month, figure out a way to put it all together. Maybe it doesn't have to be a book. Maybe just how I've worked on stuff before, laid out on a grid and hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's because I want to dabble in, like, writing, like, poetry or something, because I know I have stuff to say, and some words just stick out to me a lot, and mm-hmm. I think those words are powerful, and I feel like if I can figure out how to put them together, I can maybe make something worth reading.
Yeah.
Even if it's just, like, a sentence or something, and a lot of it comes from, like, Spanish sayings or like, little funny things that people say, and I think I just value those things a lot, and I want to put it on paper.
Maybe you could, like, as soon as you wake up, like, the first thought that comes into your head, write it down. Or the last thought that comes into your head right before you go to sleep.
Sleep.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know just what, like, I think of. Or when I'm there. But that'd be a good one, to keep it right by my bed. Mm-hmm. And that would make it easier for me to work on if I am just right from the get-go writing down.
And, like, you could always write, like, just so you're start writing, even if that's not the writing or the phrase that you're going to use later. Like, that could be, like, here, I'm writing something down. If you think of something later, you could also write it down. And then if you think about something right before you go to bed, you could also write it down. But you don't have to write... Something at least, yeah, every day. Like, yeah. I mean, one thing.
Yeah. That sounds good. And I do like the idea of making the book, because I have done it before, but I'm out of practice. So I would like to do that again.
Yeah. I think that sounds good. new challenge, new month.
So what are we going to do now to keep each other accountable, aside from meeting twice a month? What can we do? What can we actively do? I mean, we're always messaging each other about the podcast. Maybe we could add on. Maybe not every day, because that would be annoying.
Maybe like once a week.
I'll just stop out of resentment.
Yeah, I will not.
Maybe like once a week.
Yeah.
A weekly check-in. Or you guys could ask me, like, oh, Marissa, like, who did you learn about this week? Or, like,
yeah,
have you, you could even recommend me people to look into.
Oh, that's true.
Because I, like, might not even know where to start.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a question. So, for your daily practice, are you just going to be, like,
reading?
Just reading and writing? Or are you going to make art out of it?
I'm not gonna make art.
I'm just gonna write down.
If they have a website, look at their website.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
You know, read their bios, and then like make a record of it. Just like the date, the person, their website information, maybe a little bit about their work or what I like about it, and then that'd be it. But mostly it would be and maybe what I don't like. But and just so that it's mostly just become more familiar with people and. Mm-hmm. So I can, because my parents, like, when we took the trolley for the first time, and they're like, oh, look at this mural, or look at this, who did this? And I'm like, ooh, I don't know. Like,
maybe I should know, but.
Yeah, like, and of course, not just murals, but, like.
Yeah.
Everyone in my family is always, like, asking me art questions, and I'm like, let me get back to you.
It's fine.
It's not fine. But it'll get better, because I'll work for it.
And I think also there's a lot more art openings and events than we know.
And
I'm pretty sure there are, like, super, like, low-key, like, word-of-mouth kind of things. I would like to find out about those. I haven't gone to one, and I really want to go to another one soon. So let me know in your research if someone's...
Yeah.
Me too.
That would be fun for us to go as a group to something.
Mm-hmm. We talk about it, maybe.
Yeah. I really enjoy looking at art. It's just hard to make it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. This is us wrapping it up. Just tune in next week for our next topic, which will be... I know you guys aren't supposed to be quiet, so I can... Which will be on pricing art.
It's going to be like, which will be on pricing art. When I edit it and I cut as you...
That would, maybe you should leave it. Let the people know I don't know shit. All right, well, I have a bad memory. But so next week it'll just be on pricing art.
Yeah,
tune back in.
Yeah, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Sundays at Sarah's. Please email us if you want with any questions, with any topics you guys want us to talk about. You can always DM us on Instagram or email us at Sundays at Sarah's. We're always open to any kind of comments.
Yeah, we already got a couple suggestions for an episode on street art, an episode on digital art, talking about life after graduation. So we really like anything that you guys are interested in, we will put it down in the calendar and we'll talk about it. And definitely I think next week's episode is really, really good. If you're an artist trying to sell your work, maybe you'll relate to these experiences. And especially if you're not an artist or you're just a fan of art or you see stuff and you like it and you know people who are artists, listen to this episode. I think it's going to be really helpful for you to understand where we're coming from and... you know, get a little bit more in depth of the reality of making work. So, yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening anyways. Hopefully you'll listen to the next one. Hopefully you'll listen to all the other ones we already posted. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.